So this morning, instead of a message, we're going to have a student panel share some of their experiences from our Winter Blast retreat, which we've been kind of doing little pieces of. So I'll let them introduce themselves real quickly and say who you are.
Hi, I'm Sarah Worf.
Hi, I'm Lizzie Carter.
I'm Matthew Zetzel.
I'm Sarah Larkin.
And I'm Eli Buckler.
All right, very good. So thank you guys for being here. So we'll jump right into this Winter Blast. It's our winter retreat, and we go to Gull Lake, Michigan, or Kalamazoo, Michigan, and to this place called Gull Lake. And so last year was my first year. This was my second. And you guys do this thing called Air Band, and it has kind of become legendary. It's basically like lip syncing and dancing and just whatever. So with that being said, you know, this thing where you guys kind of highlight your talents, what kind of comes to your mind when I say the words glitter and slip and slide?
Well, so let me tell the story. So, Sarah Larkin and Catherine Larkin, I don't know if she's here or not, but I wasn't there for the Winter Blast previous to this one, but I heard that for their lip singing to their song, they poured glitter all over the carpet, and it was a mess. And so that was a problem. And so this year, they put tarp all over the ground just in case they did it again, which they did. But it seemed to be just as big of a problem because Matt and Kevin put a huge slip and slide down with soap and water, and it stuck to all of our feet and shoes and clothes and got back to our rooms.
Yeah, I'm still finding glitter in my house.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is. Well, so, Sarah, you want to defend yourself because, you know, you were kind of a part of this originally.
So nobody seems to like the glitter except for me and my sister and I. But they went off at us last year for using all the glitter. So this year we brought more, and we made a smaller mess than them because they got soap and water, and we're pouring it all over the ground or the tapestry
tarps,
thing,
yeah.
And then Aaron came out with glitter and was pouring it on me, so they made a bigger mess than us. So I think glitter's good to have. So.
Yeah, it may be banned forever now. Kevin, I think, promised that we would never bring glitter to Gull Lake again, but you wanted to say something about glitter and slip and slides? Or
well,
Air Band?
You know, the glitter was really fun and the slip and slide is really fun, but a warning is that no matter what cautionary measures you take, even if you lay down a giant plastic tarp, if you put soap, silly string, water, and glitter on it, you will never get it out of your clothes or the carpets in the rooms we were staying in.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
All to the glory of God, right? It's all good. So next year, we'll probably have Air Band again. Any teasers, like what you guys may be planning to bring next year?
My group is going to have some wicked dance moves.
Oh, okay.
So everyone needs to look out because we're pretty much going to win.
I can't wait for that.
I was thinking maybe some Backstreet Boys or some I Want It That Way.
Okay.
So if any three young men would like to put some time and effort into some very good choreography,
yeah, you have a year.
We can make it happen.
Start doing it. So, Lizzie, this was your first Winter Blast as well. What kind of makes Winter Blast, in your opinion, like a worthwhile trip?
Yeah, so this trip exceeded my expectations, and I didn't have many. It was absolutely amazing. I drew closer to God. I drew closer to everyone in this youth group. Like, I am so close to these people in such a short amount of time. It's amazing. And it was a lot of fun. Like, that trip just flew by. I wish it was a lot longer because it was so much fun. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, the theme this year, as you heard, was called Near. And so we kind of just took that as, like, you know, how is God drawing near to us? How are we drawing near to God? So You know, what are some moments during the retreat that kind of helped you experience like God drawing near to you in maybe a fresh way? Anyone want to answer that?
I could feel God's nearness in a fresh way when I, like, because I met so many new people, or not even just, like, met new people, but got closer to a lot of people, and it helped me show that just God was there and he had the right plans for the weekend for everyone.
Okay.
I think another way that God's nearness was shown was just being there with the entire youth group. I love everyone in this youth group. It's a great, like, bunch of people. And standing there and singing and praising God surrounded by the people that you love is one of the most powerful things ever. Like, you can really just feel God in that moment because it's everything I love. I love music and I love my friends, and it speaks to me. And so that's how I felt God's nearness.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks. So you may or may, we told you a little bit, you know, Kevin alluded to it, like, oh man, so many things just kind of started falling apart. Like Thursday night, my wife, she was like, man, I've never seen you so calm before a retreat. I was like, yeah, it's all good. You know, things are just in a good place. And then the next day, the day before we leave, you know, I got a call that our speaker had been canceled. And so, you know, that's kind of a big deal. You've planned the whole thing around what they're going to talk about, the questions for small groups. So we're like, okay, you know. And so that started happening. Then when we got there, you guys didn't know this, but all the tech stuff started going wrong. Chris can speak to this, like anything technical, it's just going to, you know, something's going to happen. So in the midst of all that and other things you may or may not have been aware of, you know, what makes you feel like the retreat was still a good experience in your opinion? Or like how did God show up using other people, like, just kind of stepping in and making it happen? Because when we get out of the way, you know, it kind of created space for God just to do cool things. Anyone want to share anything about that?
So, like he said, the flight got canceled for the speaker. And so, like, the first night we were there or something, he was talking about it. And then I stepped up and I said, oh, I'll speak. It wasn't, like, 100% serious because I didn't think it would actually happen. But then it did. So I quickly got something really short together. And that just, that's how God showed up the biggest in my experience that I had, because I was not expecting it and it happened. And yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't, I mean, Sarah, I've not heard her say more than a couple sentences at a time. So for her to jump in, I was like, what? Okay, yeah. That's awesome. So, and did a great job.
Another way God showed up was, since our speaker wasn't there, we got to hear like awesome stories and stuff from Izzy and Kara, who are our band, and Rich, who's our bus driver, and they shared their like testimonies and their stories, and we wouldn't have gotten to hear that if the speaker had been there.
Yeah, that's good.
I really liked that the speaking was unplanned. Because when you're put on the spot, you're very just honest about what God has done for you. And it's a much different feeling than hearing like a planned sermon. It's just very in the moment.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool. Any other thoughts on that? What about, how did God show up or change your expectations? I know Eli, it was your first time there. Like, how did God change your expectations of why you were on the retreat?
Well, one thing I wasn't really expecting was, like, Izzy and the band, for them to step forward and really, like, put themselves out there and speak. Like, it might have been the last night, they just, like, all four of them, Izzy and Kara and their husband and wives, they went up there and they just spoke for, like, 2 or 3 hours. And then we got to ask some questions. And then, you know, the senior testimonies, and Sarah also went up to speak, to speak. It was just all really good.
Yeah, that's awesome. You talked a little bit about being close to each other and just kind of getting together, and that's one thing I love about this youth ministry, is just kind of the close-knit, almost kind of family feel. Like, in what ways did being close to others during the trip make the weekend more enjoyable or encouraging in your kind of experience?
Okay, so at the end of Winter Blast, I put in the group chat that I was having Winter Blast withdrawal because I was surrounded by such positivity because this group of people, I have never been around a group that has been so positive and so uplifting and just so kind. And when I got back to school and everything, I mean, no one's bad, no one's mean. It's just, it's not as much positivity and as amazing just kindness as I have when I was with this group. Hmm. That's what made it so much fun.
That's cool.
So I joined the youth group like 6 or 7 months ago, and like right when I joined, everybody was just like so nice and so accepting to everybody, and you could really feel the family feel and how much we all like really genuinely care about each other, and it just feels good knowing that we're all like there for each other, and being at Winter Blast with each other just feels so good.
Hmm. That's cool.
Everyone is just like super awesome, and like I have like a solid like, you know, like core group, and they make everything like 10 times as fun. Even like I was falling down, and like when we were roller skating and I was horrible, but I could, even though I was falling down, and like everyone, like my friends were there, and it was just like super fun, and it just it, I don't know, it's just awesome.
Sarah wanted to say something.
And also, like, the small groups we have, those are some people who made it enjoyable because, like, just being close to them, you make better relationships each retreat and mission trip that we go on. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Sarah, you had mentioned that there was maybe a scripture or a Bible verse that kind of stood out to you that impacted you. You want to share some of that?
Yes, one of the scriptures that really stood out to me was John 3:6, and it says that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. And the whole weekend, I definitely experienced like feeling other people's spirit give birth to my spirit, and I feel like that's really important for us to do. Like when we are filled with the Spirit of God, that encourages other people to do it. And so it's always like nice to, you know, compliment people at school or just help people through hard times because other people see that and then they're inspired too. And I think that's one of the great things about
that's
that.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sharing. So the first night, we kind of on the fly, you know, we're just, I posed the question. It was the question that Elijah received from God. And God says, Elijah, what are you doing here? You know, and Elijah goes out and thinks that God's going to be in the fire. He wasn't in the fire or in the wind. He wasn't in the wind or the earthquake and so on. And you know, we talked about how God, you know, this showed up in the whisper, right? In the gentle whisper. And God doesn't always show up the way we expect it, expect God to. And so we pose that question to you guys. It's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here this weekend? And how would you have maybe answered that question at the beginning of the weekend? And then maybe how would you have answered it afterwards since the weekend's been over?
Well, when I first joined, which I said was like 6 or 7 months ago, I would say like why I'm here was because my mom was appointed here. And so I just go because my mom, I guess you can say because my mom makes me. But after being with these people through one, the fall retreat and then Winter Blast, I could see more clearly how much better faith has lived out through fellowship of just your friends and your family in the church.
Okay, so at the beginning of the retreat, this is what I said. That I wanted to grow closer to people in this church, and I wanted to really grow closer to God. And I would say nothing changed. At the end of it, all of that was accomplished. I became closer to people, and I have grown a lot closer to God in just 2 days. It was really amazing.
That's awesome. So, Eli, you mentioned the senior testimonies. So that's one thing I think that's kind of a tradition is our seniors, you know, share their kind of journey, their story, and their highs and lows and kind of where they're at. So was there something that kind of stood out to you in those or one of those you want to share?
Yeah, Patrick's senior testimony. He talked about moving from Sierra Leone and just having to step out of his comfort zone, dealing with the culture change, and just meeting new people. And that really inspired me to step out of my comfort zone. Like, when I got, obviously, you know, doing this, stepping out of my comfort zone. And then when I got home, I asked my mom, I was like, do you think there's any more spots left on the Haiti trip? Mm. You know, so now I'm signed up for Haiti. So
yeah. That's awesome. So a couple more questions. So our youth ministry, we try to like create authentic connections, and you kind of alluded to this, is like when things, you know, aren't going well, you just kind of, you're just vulnerable and authentic, and you know, cause you just have nothing left. So what are some ways that you kind of see how our youth ministry kind of helps create these authentic connections, either on Winter Blast or not? And then how do those things bring glory to God?
I think it creates authentic connections because every single person is like actually there for you, and every adult actually cares about you. And like, we tried to call Matt at midnight one time to wish him happy birthday, and he like texts like, "Hey, is everything okay? Are you all right?" And we were just like, "Happy birthday." And I think that we bring glory to, like, our ministry brings glory to God because they're singing and we're praying and we're reading the Bible, and then like the Nashville, people go to Nashville, people go to El Salvador. We raked leaves for a lady once. Like, we're just helping people, and we're loving our neighbor, and that's what God said to do. So
that's awesome. What might be a next step? Anyone want to share like a next step for you now that we're kind of at this point?
I think a next step for me is definitely trying to even more display my love for other people and display my love for God so that other people can feel that too. And I just wanted to say, there's this one thing that really encouraged me after the retreat that Georgia said during her testimony. She said, if God didn't love me, he wouldn't have made me love him. And I really liked that sentence. Like, I like have thought about that a lot after the retreat. And I'm like, I want to show that to other people too, that God loves you and he wants you to love him back.
So, like I said, being there really helped me grow closer to God. And so worshiping him for about like 6 hours a day was really amazing. And actually, I've taken that next step. I'm now doing devotionals every day and really taking time to worship God by myself.
So a next step for me was, it's actually been a long time since I read the Bible, like, just by myself. So I use the app on my phone, and it sends me a reminder every day at like 9:20 p.m. to read a certain verse that it gives me from this like plan that it gave me called Ending Your Day Right. And so I read that every day. And then I also got a text from Matt one day asking me if I would do this. And I was like, maybe God just like wants me to. So I said yes, because I just wanted to try and do more.
Cool. Well, you guys, I mean, just coming up here, you know, takes a lot of courage. So thank you for your time, for your courage to come up and just to share a little glimpse of what we experienced. And obviously, Winter Blast is a great, you know, we talked about it, retreating, right, going away. But, you know, life and ministry and everything kind of happens here in the trenches. So this is where we really need each other, you know, as a family, even more so. So thank you guys for sharing, for your time. And I'm going to close this in prayer, and then we'll continue worshiping, all right? Let's pray. God, we thank you just so much for your love for us. We thank you for the many ways that you relentlessly and recklessly draw near to us. Help us to draw near to you, to receive your goodness, and just to respond to it, as these students have shared and so many others in different ways. I pray for each of us here today that now as we come to a time of just giving back to you and responding through our time and our talents and our gifts, Lord, just help us to know that you're with us in the midst of all that is going on. Give us your strength and your love, we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thank you, guys.